Years ago, right, I got a message to go and from a friend of mine and just said, look, can you come down and have a look at what's going on here? Fires, smashed windows, broken doors. Now, it's just some of the issues that are going on that a County Durham letting agent has faced due to antisocial behaviour. It's just ridiculous. Now, as I say, 5 years ago, I visited that self-same community in Deaf Hill in Trimden Station. And because they said they've been plagued again with really, really outrageous behaviour. So earlier this week, I popped back down to Deaf Hill and I caught up with letting agent Sarah, who said things had just got worse.
Well, I manage a property in Woodview in Trimden Station and there's a lot of antisocial behaviour in this area. Windows getting put out, fires started, damage to people's property, and it's just out of order, and the police and the council need to do more.
Are things improved in those 5 years, or has it just steadily got worse?
I think it's getting worse now. I don't think these houses were boarded up like this 5 years ago. I think it's just happened, like, in the last year. Well, there's five houses here that's all boarded up. I think that one's 11. But out of six houses, there's five houses boarded up and five houses being damaged in one street.
And do you know the history of why and how they've ended up like this? Can you start with yours, the one that you manage? How did that end up?
Well, my tenant was here on bonfire night. He got his window put out. He stayed another couple of months and then he's just had enough because they've stole his wheelie bins. Then they were just chucking stuff at his house. And then obviously it's been empty since then. But since the 3rd of March, we've had windows put out on three occasions. And then obviously Friday, a new family was supposed to be moving in and they can't move in now until we can get some more windows put in because they've gone round and smashed more windows at the back.
And there's paint daubed all over the walls. Yeah. The manhole cover's
stolen.
Gone.
Yeah, the gates were took on the 3rd of March with the front door. They kicked the front door panel out and they set fire to it on the grass.
There's a lot of properties which are owned by private landlords and it's that unaccountability. Is that still a problem?
It is, yeah, but now as well, Durham County Council's got selective licensing and the council should be contacting all these landlords if they're private because they have to have a licence in this area, which costs the landlord £500, and they can be prosecuted if they don't apply for a licence.
If, you know, five houses in the street, now the rest of the street's lovely. It's a lovely part of the world, this. They're good people, good people, yep. And it's only a few. This is a proper eyesore, isn't it?
It's disgusting. I mean, you expect this in towns, in rundown areas, but not in a little village. Like, if you just look at the grass over there, they're setting fires. I was here at 3:30 yesterday, putting a padlock on this gate, and there was a fire on the grass at 3:30 yesterday afternoon, and the fire brigade and the police were called out.
Is this the only part of the street that's like this, or is there anywhere else around that?
There is a house up in Springdale that's been boarded, and then there's a house on Wingate Road that's had the windows put out. But again, I've had two empty properties there, one before Christmas and one after, where they've had the back kitchen windows and the back doors smashed because they were empty. Obviously, now we've got tenants in, they leave them alone. But it's just when they're empty, it's just used.
So what are the authorities saying and what are the local residents? You know, you must speak to local residents.
Yeah,
what do they feel?
Why, they're not happy. Obviously, they're looking out onto this all the time. And the police is obviously trying to do the best, but without evidence, CCTV or somebody going to stand up into court, the youths don't get charged.
What is the response from the police? Did you speak to them? What are they saying?
Well, they're obviously trying to deal with it, but it's down to cost again, isn't it? I don't think there's enough police in the area. It has been improved, though, hasn't it? We are getting more police, but I have.
Is that because more people are reporting it?
I think so,
that you need to get that sort of.
Yeah, and there's a community association up there, but obviously people's complaining all the time, and it's not nice for people to live like this and look out your front window at that.
And I would imagine that the local community are just fed up to the back teeth. I'd say 5 years since I was last here, and it's still happening.
It's disgusting.
What have we become? This is not the village I know, and this is not the, you know, where we grew up.
No, well, I'm from Trimden. I've been born and bred in Trimden all my life, and it's not like this, and it's given Trimden a bad name. You drive along the top road, and you just look down, and that's all you can see, houses boarded up.
What would you like to see happen? If I could give you a magic wand, what would you like to see happen?
Well, I'd like all these properties to have families in, because they're saying there's homeless people. Why can't they get the houses done up and put people in them? Mm. But part of the selective licensing is you have to reference check your tenants. Mm. So whoever
has... Is it happening, do you think?
Well, I try and reference everybody, but some agents don't. Some landlords don't, and some landlords aren't aware of the selective licensing.
So you're in the game, you know. So if I was, say, if I owned that house, I don't live around here, how would I be able to get a tenant for that home if I'm living 300 miles away? What is the process?
First, they would obviously have to do the house up because I don't even know what it's like inside. But part of selective licensing is you have to make sure you've got a gas certificate, you've got to make sure you've got electric report, EPC, out of end guide, stuff like that. And obviously nobody would live in it like it is, so it has to be done up. All these properties, it's probably thousands of pounds is going to need to be spent on each one to get them brought up to a standard.
And it's dead money. If you own that, you're going to be able to put, £2,000-£3,000 into doing it up?
More if the boiler's gone. I mean, you don't even know if the boiler's still there and the pipes. Obviously, nothing's like that's been stolen out of ours, but you don't know whether any pipework's been stolen, boilers.
Massive frustration. Yeah. I can see it in your face. And are the local residents telling you that as well?
They're fed up as well. I mean, a lot of the families along there's got little kids and they're playing out and it's dangerous. Like I say, you don't even know what's in them fires when they set fire to them.
It's just a bit of fun to the for those that are doing it, and it's torture for everyone else.
It is. It's disgusting.
We did contact Durham County Council, who sent us a statement.
We are aware of reports relating to empty properties in Trimden Station and have carried out investigations in the area. We are currently working with the relevant landlords to support them in repairing their properties and bringing them back into use. As this area is covered by our selective licensing scheme, we regularly review our records to determine whether privately rented properties are occupied and that landlords meet the conditions of the license, which include obtaining references for prospective tenants. We have written to all landlords where our records indicate that a property requires a license, but they do not have one. In addition, we'll be carrying out site visits and will continue to liaise with property owners in the area to address any issues.
And we have also contacted Durham Police, and we'll bring you that response as soon as we get it. Now, listening to that conversation, I say it's 5 years since I last went down to Defield Trimden Station and spoke to the residents about antisocial behaviour. Eric and Adam says, just listening to the clip of antisocial behaviour, it's happening all over the country. The problem is punishment for the people is minimal. They get an antisocial behaviour order, which doesn't stop them. In my opinion, they need to be put away for a short period of time. And given a proper punishment, that's Eric and Acklam, his thoughts on that. And I've just had a message in from somebody who lives in the area and says, just listening, it's terrible, but it's been like this for a long time. It's absolutely rubbish. Goes back 20, 30 years, and we get the same rep. The council or somebody needs to step in to help those communities. That's from somebody who lives in that community. It was just messaged me anonymously. This is your BBC Radio Tees.